Can anything be more uplifting to the spirit than dozens of brightly colored butterflies dancing from flower to flower? Certainly, one of the goals of the Pollinator Berm's volunteers is to provide host plants for breeding and a wide variety of nectar sources to sustain these gorgeous jewels of nature. Beyond creating a habitat friendly to butterflies, bees, wasps, and birds, the Pollinator Berm serves as a laboratory for citizen scientists who are aligned with projects investigating the health of the monarch butterfly. This flashy migrating butterfly has suffered a huge decline in numbers over recent decades due to a number of factors. One problem is the elimination of milkweed in the areas devoted to commercial farming. Monarchs lay eggs only on milkweed, which then becomes the sole food source for the caterpillar. This garden has 9 asclepias or milkweed species, which you can locate by looking for the green flags as you walk along the berm. Citizen scientists here at the Landings began working with the University of Minnesota in 2015 to tally the number of eggs and monarch larvae in each of the 5 stages of development. The data, logged into a computer database weekly, show not only total monarch activity, but also record the activity on the different species of milkweed. Another issue affecting the decline of the monarch is infection by the microscopic parasite Ophryocystis electroscura, or OE, which is easier to say and remember. Citizen scientists here began sampling monarchs for this parasite in 2011 when a doctoral student from the Odum School of Ecology at the University of Georgia visited the site to collect data on the overwintering monarchs that were continuing to breed on tropical milkweed plants that had not died back in the fall. Data from our site and others seem to point to a link in the persistence of the tropical milkweed beyond the usual migration season of the monarch and the increased incidence of OE infection in the overwintering population. These 2 studies are ongoing, and you are invited to participate. Check the kiosk at the entrance to the field for details, then join us to net the butterflies and learn to safely handle them. No, you will not kill them if you gently hold them by their folded wings. In fact, they are still able to fly after having a small numbered tag placed on a wing to identify them in the migration process. Come to the field to learn to identify the different stages of a caterpillar as it eats its way to becoming a butterfly. Bring your cameras and your magnifying glasses to enjoy a larger-than-life experience.